Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to use spurs for dressage. So if you pay a visit to any good tack shop or peruse an online catalogue, you'll see a vast array of spurs in different shapes and sizes. Now, all of these can be used to influence the horse in different ways. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at the purpose of spurs and how you can use them correctly in dressage. Now first, let's answer the question of what are spurs used for? Well, a spur is basically a metal tool that is fixed to the heel of the riding boot to back up the rider's aids and to invoke a response from the horse, as well as refining the rider's aids, reinforcing the aids, and rewarding the horse. Now, once you reach an advanced level in affiliated dressage, then spurs must be worn. However, you can wear spurs at all levels of dressage if you want or need to. Now, let's look at some of those reasons individually. So, the first reason is response. Because the main reason for using spurs is to achieve a sharper, more instant reaction to your leg aids. Now, spurs are useful for helping to refocus the horse, getting his attention, and producing a sharper reaction to your leg. Now, the next reason is reinforcement, because you can use the spurs to reinforce a particular aid. For example, if you're riding a leg yield and the horse is slow to react to your leg and to move sideways, then applying the spur can be used to reinforce that your leg means to step sideways away from your leg. Now, another reason is refinement, because more advanced work demands a very precise reaction to your leg aids, and spurs can be used to refine those aids. For example, if the horse tends to swing sideways during the flying changes, you can use your spur to help straighten the horse and to make the change itself quicker. Now, using spurs in this way means that you don't have to use as much leg, and it enables you to use a more discreet, lighter aid. And the last reason we're going to talk about is reward. Because if you have a very sensitive horse that objects to the use of too much leg pressure, you can use the spur instead, because the less leg you have to use, the more rewarding it is for the horse. So by using a gentle touch with the spur instead of a heavy leg aid, this can be an effective way of thanking the horse for his responsiveness. So now let's quickly cover what spurs are not used for. Now, like your dressage whip, spurs should never be used to punish the horse. Now, if you are seen using your spurs aggressively, either in the warm-up arena for a competition or during the test itself, then you will probably be eliminated on welfare grounds, either by the collecting steward or the judge. Now, before you decide to wear spurs yourself, you need to ask yourself three questions. So, number one is, are you ready to wear spurs? Number two is your horse ready for spurs? And number three is, why do you want to use spurs? So let's go over those three questions individually. So the first one is, are you ready to wear spurs? Now, before you even think about using spurs, you must have an independent seat and you must be able to ride with a still hand and leg. Now, an independent seat means that you can use your seat, leg and hand in isolation or a combination without negatively impacting any of those aids. Basically, if you can't keep your legs still and you balance yourself by hanging onto the reins or gripping with your lower legs, then you shouldn't be thinking of riding with spurs just yet. Instead, your focus should be on getting an independent seat. Now, the next question is your horse ready for spurs? Now, if the horse is to accept spurs, he must be comfortable with the rider's legs lying quietly against his sides. Now, the horse should be responsive to your leg aids, moving forward in a good rhythm with suppleness and a secure connection through his back into the contact. And you must have these qualities established before you try using spurs on your horse. Otherwise, you risk potentially confusing him and upsetting him. And the last question, which was, why do you want to use spurs? So before you ride in spurs, consider why you want to use them. Because unfortunately, many people use spurs as a kind of fashion accessory, only wearing spurs because everyone else does, and that's not a good reason to use them. So unless you want the spurs to get a response from the horse, to reinforce an aid, to refine your aids, or to reward a sharper horse with minimal use of your leg aids, then you don't need to wear them. Okay, so once you've answered those questions, we now need to look at how to choose the correct spur. Now, when it comes to choosing spurs, there are lots of different types and it can be confusing. However, you can make the choice a little easier by considering the following golden rule. And that is to use as much as you need to, but as little as you have to. So in other words, begin by using small, dull spurs with maybe a 0.2 inch shank. You can then increase the length of the shank and or the style of the spur, but only if you didn't get the response that you wanted from the small spurs. In general, the length of the spur is related to the reactivity of the individual horse, rather than the experience or otherwise of the rider. For example, an advanced rider may only need a very small, dull spur if they have a hot, responsive horse, whereas a novice rider mounted on a lazy horse that's dull to the leg might need a longer spur. Now, pointed spurs and those with rowels should be reserved for experienced riders who can ride with a still leg and independent seat. Right, so now let's talk about how to fit them. So you should fit your spurs so that the end of the shank is pointing slightly downwards, and the spur should sit on the spur rest on the back of your boot, and the spur strap buckle should be placed to the outside of your boot. Now in dressage, it is not permitted to wear spurs upside down. Now to use the spur, the rider slightly raises their heel, pushing the end of the spur shank or the rowel against the horse's side. But spurs should not be used to jab the horse in the belly with every stride that the poor creature takes, nor should you kick the horse hard, because using spurs in that way is dangerous. You could injure your horse and or it could result in an unscheduled dismount. Now, when it comes to buying spurs, you can buy spurs to fit men, women, children, and the sizes and shapes vary accordingly. Now, over on our website, we have listed a few of the different types of spurs that you can purchase. So if you want to check that out, please go to howtodressage.com and search for the article, How to Use Spurs. But to wrap this episode up, spurs can be used as an additional aid to back up and refine your leg aids and should never be used to punish the horse. Now, needless to say, before using spurs, you must develop an independent seat and quiet, still legs, and your horse should be working in line with the dressage scales of training. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of other books, free stuff, training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.